Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by the Lullabot Learning Series. This series of training DVDs and downloadable high-definition videos covers topics such as building sites using CCK and Views, basic and advanced theming, and administering and site building with Drupal. Each densely packed video is a workshop in a box. Learn Drupal from the experts at Lullabot. For more information about each of these videos, visit store.lullabot.com.
My name is Catherine Bailey. I'm Cat Bailey on Drupal.org. And I've been a little bit involved in the changes in the whole Ajax framework thing, more from the point of view of just of documenting it and trying to keep up with it, because I'm a contrib module maintainer. I maintain a module called QuickTabs, which makes very heavy use of JavaScript and in particular Ajax. So I've been just very intrigued to get a grip on what this new framework can do for me and how much code I can get rid of in my module so that I don't have to maintain it anymore. And I've been very impressed by the extent to which the Ajax framework just abstracts out a lot of really, really common stuff that a lot of modules end up doing for themselves. Basically, what it is it allows you to write PHP that tells JavaScript what to do, so you don't have to write any JavaScript whatsoever. Not that that is something that I like JavaScript and I actually like writing JavaScript. But for people who are, there are a lot of people who seem to be kind of scared of JavaScript, so they'll be pleased to know that they can do all sorts of Ajax functionality without writing any JavaScript at all.
And so this is something that, I guess, evolved from some of the work that Earl Miles was working on and then got into Core. Do you know sort of the evolution of where this framework came from? Maybe you could talk a bit about that.
Yeah, sorry, I should have mentioned at the start, this is totally Earl Miles' baby. It came from CTools, and that's the form that it exists in Drupal 6. Well, one of the most important things about the new Ajax framework is it is the successor to the nightmare that was Drupal 6 AHA forms. So while the framework is broader than that, in that, you know, it's not just about form elements, you know, it can be used for any kind of Ajax functionality, but probably the most wonderful thing about it is that it makes dynamic form elements so much easier than what we had in Drupal 6.
And so QuickTabs is something where you click a tab and then it's probably doing an Ajax request and pulling in additional content. So maybe you could talk about, like, what were you doing before in the D6 version, and what are you going to be able to do now in the Drupal 7 version of that?
Right, so what QuickTabs does is allows you to load views and blocks and nodes and other QuickTabs blocks via Ajax. I mean, that's if you're using the Ajax mode, and that was the part that required the most work. And one of the biggest problems with doing that kind of thing is trying to load content via Ajax, which then has requirements for Drupal.settings, which isn't there because it wasn't loaded on the initial page load. So that's been a huge problem in Drupal 6 and has required various kind of hacky workarounds. The new framework solves that as well. And in Drupal 6, so I had like quite a long JavaScript file for the QuickTabs stuff. We had to treat views differently because, I mean, we just gave views a kind of special treatment. It was like, okay, we have to make sure that an Ajax loaded view is going to work and it's going to have all its JavaScript settings. So it was this kind of like extra preparation that had to be done to make sure we could Ajax load a view. And then just write custom callbacks for Ajax loading blocks and nodes. Whereas now with the new Ajax framework, you know, we don't even have to have the graceful degradation is built into it. We write one menu callback that is going to behave, like that path is going to behave differently depending on whether you got JavaScript enabled or not. And the whole thing is just way cleaner and requires far less code. So it's wonderful.
And so part of the jQuery Ajax framework is to do post and get requests and to get information back off from remote pages or, you know, specific, you know, menu callback pages. So it sounds like in Drupal 6, the AHA forms framework was mostly to add additional fields to a specific form. So maybe you could talk about, like, is the Drupal 7 version of that AHA plus all this additional Ajax stuff?
Okay, well, the form API side of things is a whole separate beast unto itself. And people like Effulgencia and Randy Fay have been doing huge amounts of work to just make the form API okay with. So the problem has always been that you don't want to just use jQuery to load extra form elements into your form, because if the Drupal form API doesn't know about it, it's going to just, you know, freak out and go, you know, what's this element doing here? So the whole thing is about your form has to get rebuilt so that Drupal knows about it. And in the past, you had to write an Ajax menu callback. It was like 20 lines long with the exact same lines, you know, for rebuilding the form, for making sure that submit handlers got called and everything happened the way it should. So everybody was having to write these particular 20 lines of code, not understanding a word of what it did. And now that has been abstracted out into system module. So an Ajax callback now is just about returning the part of the form that you have changed, and there's nothing else you have to do.
And so what are the type of the things that you expect to see now in Drupal 7, now that there's this Ajax framework in place?
I guess I think more about what I expect not to see any more of, which is a lot of really upset people on IRC. There have been a lot of tears, people just really going crazy, tearing their hair out, trying to get it to work. I mean, we've written some, I thought, pretty decent documentation on this for Drupal 6, but it still just hasn't been enough, and people have had a really, really hard time with it. And I really think that is definitely going to be over now, which is awesome.
So people will start actually using it then?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, well, great, thanks.
Thanks.